So it's the end of an era in regular old broadcast TV.
The countdown to the end of the Oprah Winfrey Show starts now.
Oprah's last show airs this afternoon. Hardly seems possible. But how has her program and Oprah herself changed the nation? That conversation has already started.
My most vivid image of Oprah is her ardent support for Barack Obama during the primary season. I think that she had a lot to do with winning over many white women.
But that's, you know, recent. I mean, Oprah goes back a quarter century, and before that, she was a huge deal in the Chicago local TV. Paul in East Bridgewater, Massachusetts, texts us, "Not at all. Thank the universe. Her fake hype, fulfilled stereotypes kind of make me queasy." So Paul's not terribly upset that she's going away. Meanwhile, HC from Oklahoma City writes, "I was watching Oprah when she first started her show when I was a little girl of about 9, and as I watched her grow more comfortable and more confident in her role, and even in her own self, it seems, most likely part of me was thinking something along the lines of, well, if she can do it, so can I."
That's a sentiment you actually hear a lot from all kinds of people. Yeah. I mean, because Oprah seems to a lot of people to be a very real person.
Indeed. And suddenly there's room. There's room. How would you sum up Oprah's impact on the country, TV, especially yourself personally? Give us a call with what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE. All morning long, Oprah's legacy on The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.